Hi, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing a bonus episode finally after such a long break, a long summer break.
Summer times.
Hope everybody enjoying their summer.
I kind of feel like you need to introduce who I am.
I guess that's important. This is my husband, Danny. As some of you know Danny, he kind of comes and goes.
I try to make the podcast sound good.
This is our sound guy. But today, he's Ashley.
I am Ashley. I have Ashley's microphone. I have a duck on top of my microphone and a middle finger pointed at me.
Yep, that sounds like Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Love you. Please answer my phone calls when I call you.
She won't.
Late at night.
All right, so we're doing kink confessions today, a bonus episode, trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yes.
So, should we just get right to it? Do you want to read the first one, Danny?
Sure. Yeah, I'll read the first one.
Okay. And then
hopefully I am at the dick length.
Penis length away.
Penis.
If anybody doesn't know what that means, you're supposed to be 5 or 6 inches away from your mic. That's
pinky
about the average size of a
thumb.
Dick.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's go.
I need All right. Sip
of my drink.
Oh, God. I stole some hair from her hairbrush from the bathroom and slowly ate it throughout the next week. It smelled so good. I know this sounds creepy, but I can't explain it. I just want a part of her inside of me.
Okay. I'm sorry. That sounds very true crime, creepy, like...
It's a little...
Like, stalkerish, like, he wanted a part of her inside of him?
Yeah, that's very creepy.
That's very,
what's
it called?
I don't know. I'm not here to judge.
Oh, I'm judging.
I'm just a
That's very, serial killer moves, I think.
Some people like the hair. I mean, I get it.
Who? Inside of them? Inside their bellies? Okay, I'm judging. Anyways.
Bonus episode.
All right. So
what do you got, Katie?
I'll go next. All right, this next. By the way, if you want to submit your own kink confession, you can do so anonymously on our Google form. It is available on all of our social media. You can find it on our Twitter, Facebook, anywhere. Just click on the form and submit it. You'll be 100% anonymous.
Yes.
We won't know how weird you are. Don't worry.
Send us the confessions.
Please remain anonymous.
I don't read them.
I don't want to know who
you are. But I hear about them.
All right. So, here's the next one. He said, or they say, not sure, gender, I'm sorry. So, I'm basically into nails. But it's not the normal nail fetish that I usually see people talking on the internet. I like the white semicircle that some people have on their nails, which is called a lunula. I hope I said that correctly. I never told anyone this, and I thought I would never honestly, but now that I have found this way, why not? As
why
I
not?
Say, why not?
That is weird. I usually get those white spots on my nails when
it's the upper by your cuticle, the semicircle.
Yeah, it's in the cuticle nail area when you hammer it, and then it kind of turns white, and then it's like a weird spot.
No, it's just there naturally.
That
right
seems there. Very rare.
Right. That's no? Okay. I'll
it's
continue
a very
reading.
Rare thing.
I like women that have really big lunulas, but it's hard to find someone like that. There are people that don't even have a visible lunula. And if they have, it's a small one. I have never seen someone on the internet speak about this, so I possibly might be the only person with this fetish. I think I do have very big lunulas.
I feel like you have the lunulas, right?
Lunulas.
And you deal with a hammer, and you're putting a bunch of nails in and pawing your fingers.
I know. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
but that's
I
not
feel
exactly
like,
this.
Yes, I feel like that's how you create those lunulas.
Luna.
Yes.
Thank you for setting that in. That's very interesting. I've never heard of that.
That is a great submission, but I also feel like you have a fetish for construction ladies that...
Or men.
Or men.
Non-binary. We don't judge.
Okay. I'm just a sound guy. I'm just here.
Genders.
But I'm also saying that it just involves getting your fingers pounded randomly.
Sometimes.
Often.
All right. It's your turn next.
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah. I really like clean white teeth.
What?
I like to go dumpster diving at dentist offices for use floss and x-ray.
Nope. Gross. Seriously? I'm judging.
I'm trying to read.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
I'm trying to make it all dramatic. My first time on the podcast.
Keep going. Go ahead.
Shout out to Mark and Hallie from Iowa. Love you guys.
Shout out. Love you.
I frame the pretty x-rays I like the most. Hope this isn't too weird. Thank you for the podcast.
Oh, it I mean...
Okay, let me read it back again. Because we were a lot of inside talk. I really like clean white teeth. I like to go dumpster diving at dentist offices for use floss and x-rays, etc. I frame the x-rays I like the most.
Okay.
I'm not illiterate. I'm just reading what I'm saying. So I'm just reading it word for word. So don't think I'm...
Oh, I understood the story.
But, yes.
I'm just trying to process it. So they really like teeth.
Yes. And then the ones they like, they frame it.
The x-rays... Do they... Wait, I thought they don't throw those away. Don't they, just store them in a file? Isn't it all digital now?
It should be all digital, yes.
I have questions.
Going back to Cowboy Jacks earlier today, and, I was talking to a certain DJ who was kind of strange, and I love him, not naming names, and he was saying that, yeah, I don't vape very often, and the reason why I don't vape very often, and then he showed me his teeth, was because the vape was rotting out his teeth.
What?
Yes. It was kind of gross.
I don't think it does that.
It was very strange, but I loved it at the same time.
So, I don't know.
So.
That's fair.
And I don't know what that has to do with this story, but it's also he did not want to x-ray his teeth. Because it's very gross.
It will not end up in their, this person's wall framed if they don't.
It's very strange. And he loved it.
Interesting story.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on to the next? Sure. All right. I got one more.
Yes.
All right. This person said, hubby likes shoving soft boiled eggs into my. You know what I'm going to say. I can't say it. Yep.
Pussy.
I can hold three. And then I squat down and I lay the eggs like a hen. And then my hubby eats them with my juices all over them. Talk about a morning breakfast. I'll tell ya.
That is actually pretty... It's kind of hot.
You think it's hot?
I don't know. It's just kind of...
Okay, it's a soft-boiled eggs for me, because that means that the yolks are still runny, and so that means that if it bursts inside you, the yolk is getting inside you. If you're going to do this play...
Well, that's if she breaks the egg.
But if it does, if you're going to do this play, hard-boiled all-the-way eggs so the yolk is hard and there's no juicy yolk up in you. I mean, it's up to you. That's just my preference, but...
I think he's talking about just, the female creaming on the egg, just coating it.
Well, no, right. But it's a soft-boiled egg.
I don't think it matters. Does it matter?
Yeah, because if the egg breaks inside of you, the yolk is going in you. If it's a hard-boiled egg, there's no creamy yolk.
But he didn't say that.
Yes,
it could be like rock hard.
No, he said soft-boiled egg. Soft-boiled egg.
Soft-boiled egg.
Yeah.
He wants a yolk inside her.
Yeah. Hopefully the egg doesn't burst inside of her and there's no yolk. That sounds like an infection.
That's kind of gross.
That's what I'm saying.
But if he wants, like, I've seen, like, it's kind of like, I don't know if you've seen the videos on the internet where, like, the alien impregnates the yep. lady with the eggs.
Oh, yeah, there's toys about it. There's definitely yeah. the yeah, they alien put, they, egg like, toys.
They put the eggs, the alien eggs inside yep. you. And then but it doesn't like matter if it bursts or not.
It's just not a real egg. It's a toy. It's safely made.
Yeah. But it's also an alien egg, Rule 34, because, like, you're having...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it exists.
So I think that's kind of what they're going for.
Absolutely.
Yes. So...
These are some weird ones. As good. I like the weird. Bring the weird, please.
It kind of comes from the tentacle porn, Katie.
Well, right.
When they put the eggs inside.
Yep.
So maybe that's just his way of, like, getting the tentacle
porn. I know. I understand it. It's the yolk.
I've seen it on the
and
internet.
And that sounds like it can be an infection research. If the yolk is inside of you. And it bursts, and it's runny yolk inside of you. I'm just worried about the safety.
It's like the impregnation from the.
I get it, but aliens. That's a toy. This is an actual food item, and that's where the infection can happen. That's what I'm worried. So just be safe okay. if you're doing this.
All right.
Organic eggs.
Hey, thank you for the confession. That
thank
was
you.
Great and very weird.
Love it.
So, I guess. The next confession is, like, actually from a phone call.
We have a first, like, guest?
And it's not going to be, like, super professional because this is very last minute. I actually have to call them back.
All right, let's give them a call. We have a phone call guest. Let's do it.
And
this is our friend. Let's call him D.
We'll call him D. He's lives in San Francisco. He has a confession.
San Francisco, and, like, you know, where's your disco?
He's probably not going to answer it, because, like, he...
He better. We pre-planned this.
We're ringing the phone.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to give him an earful.
We were talking...
There we go.
Hey!
Hey!
There he is.
Random
Hi.
Person.
Hey, we're going to call you D. You're anonymous.
You're live right okay. now on the podcast of Kinks
hey,
and Cocktails.
Welcome, everybody who's listening.
Thank you, D.
We would like to hear your kink confession.
Yes, please.
My kink confession? Well, I was thinking about it, and I don't really have anything.
You gotta have something. You're not that vanilla.
Huh?
You gotta have something. Okay. You're not that vanilla.
It's gonna be boring.
That's okay.
I'll give you something.
Give us something. You know what? I'm down for a boring one. We've had so many weird ones. Yeah. I'm down
oh,
for
really?
A vanilla.
So
boring. Yeah, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Our last confession was a guy putting eggs in his wife.
Like soft boiled eggs.
In his wife.
Yes.
And then she.
Did it crack?
No, boiled eggs.
And then she births them oh, like an alien.
Eggs.
Yeah, soft boiled eggs. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah. So give me a. I'm down for a vanilla one.
I mean, I once had sex while watching an infomercial about TV dinners.
You know what? That's my favorite one yet tonight.
and then it became an ongoing theme that, like, you know,
wait,
TV
what was
dinner night? And I'd be like, yeah, TV dinner night.
I love this. Wait, what was the infomercial about? I was laughing. Maybe I didn't
TV
hear.
Dinners.
TV. It was about TV dinners,
yeah.
And then you would have TV dinner
so
nights.
Now every time I see TV dinners, I get horny.
You're lying.
So
I love this.
See, it's not a kink, but you know.
No, it's a confession.
That's not boring. That's fascinating. I
love it.
Oh, I guess you know kinks get developed. So
right.
You know, if I see Salisbury steaks next to peas. It might be on and popping, so...
Bring out the TV dinner tray tonight, baby.
Yeah. Might be a rager.
So that is your...
I've tried to be kinky. This one... I mean, I did, like, nipple clamps, and I was, like, blindfolded. I'm like, please take these off.
That would hurt.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I once had sex to Macy Gray playing in the background. That was awful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, soundtracks. I had one. The best one was...
Where it's like, you can't get up and change a song. Like,
yeah.
To do.
The best one was Adventure Time. It was in the background.
Oh, my God.
And just from what I'm about to come,
we're talking about like raunchy. I hear
him go, oh, this is raunchy.
We're talking about raunchy confessions that you would not tell other people.
Oh, this is it. Yeah. This is it. I love it.
So as I'm just about to come in the background, and in Adventure Time, there's this little squeaky voice that goes, "Squeeze me till I explode."
I cannot.
And like right on time.
That's when it happened.
And like I didn't appreciate it in the moment. Well, like I'm like, this is ruining the mood, I would hope not. You know. But now that I look back on it, I'm like, man, that was good timing.
I cannot. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like the best one ever.
Well,
how unsexy my kinks are.
No, it was just a confession.
I kind of feel like we need to get like an anonymous phone number so people can call, and then we can do this more often.
Just an anonymous phone number and people can call in.
And then
I'm down for that. If anybody, if you're listening and you want to do this and be.
We're going to figure out an anonymous phone number.
Yes.
Oh, you guys will get it.
A live call where you can call in.
Yeah.
When we record and be live and give us your confession or kink confession. Yeah. It's a great idea.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, D.
Oh, that was easy. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys get.
Unless you have something dirtier to tell us for the podcast.
Unless you have more.
Some crazy wild shit, and my memory's not very good.
You do live
in San Francisco. Thank you for letting me relive those moments that I hold dear.
Yes.
To my heart.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Dee. Have a great rest of your evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Good show. Bye.
Yeah, we're having a good show. It's a bonus episode, actually.
Bye.
Oh, he's gone. So his
great
kink was.
It was just a confession.
Oh, okay. It was a.
It was not his kink. It was just a confession, which we appreciate too. TV dinners. I'm kind of speechless right now. I'm without speech.
So he he was fapping it to TV dinners?
No, there was an infomercial when they were getting it on or something. Yeah, and it's like, you can't stop. You just, who's going to get up and pick up the remote? And
but that's not a kink nor.
It's just a confession. Something that happened.
Oh.
Something weird that happened.
That's what we're looking like. Okay, that's what we're into. Like,
So we're going to open up a phone line for the next
bonus. It out.
Yeah, for the next bonus episode, you can call in. I think it's a great idea.
Yes, and I'll figure out how to put it into the mixer over there for the phone calls. Maybe not on my phone or.
No, we'll get it figured out. It's always an anonymous number.
You or Ashley's phone.
Nope. It's an anonymous phone number on an app or something. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll get it figured out.
But it's more fun when you can interact with the
definitely. Yes. That was a great time. Thank you, D.
Yes. So we need to be more specific on time.
Well, this was great to like finally come back after a long summer break. It's good to, you know, get this keep going, and let's keep the great times a-rolling.
Summer's a busy time.
It's very busy.
Shout-outs to Ashley. Shout-outs to Mott.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Ma.
Very busy schedules.
Love you both.
If you don't know, I live with Katie.
Yes, and we are married, so yes, we do live together.
So we are stuck together, and we hear all the kinks. We all hear about the cocktails, and sometimes we got to put out stuff for you guys to listen to.
Yeah.
Just to keep you guys thirsty and hungry, you know, feed you guys.
Yeah.
Keep you guys going.
All right, well, this is fun. Thank you, Danny, for being a guest. It was so fun. I made him do it.
Yes. We were listening to Pop Punk earlier, and she's like, we got to record, and here we are.
Yep, I made him do it. Happy wife, happy life, right?
Yes. So thank you. Hopefully you guys will never hear from me again.
Oh, I'm sure we will. All right, bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Watch Barbie.